This shocking image shows a scene from the biblical story of Salome. We can see her here on the left, holding the head of John the Baptist on a silver salver. In the story, Salome dances for her stepfather, who is so impressed he grants her any wish. Salome's mother, who holds a long-standing grudge against John the Baptist, persuades her daughter to ask for his head. Dawson Carr, curator at the National Gallery.
You may find this a very disturbing image, this severed head being thrust forward by the executioner, as if deflecting blame from himself and on to Salome, who can't quite bear to look. And we're left to wonder in this case, is she looking away out of indifference, or is she repulsed by what she has done? And finally, the figure that probably is the one that the viewer can most relate to is this old woman clasping her hands behind, afraid to show too much emotion, and yet horrified by what lies before her. And of course, this is our reaction as well. Caravaggio was himself a very violent man. And this picture was painted after he had killed a man in a duel in Rome and had to flee the city. And this kind of scene of violence appealed to this artist. And he gets into the depth of the cruelty, as very few ever have. This great shaft of light that is unforgiving for Salome. She turns into it, and we're confronted with this face that cannot confront the horrible vision before her.